If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
So we're going to take advantage of the week here. The league meetings taking place this week in Florida. I think they're wrapping up soon. They might have already wrapped up. I saw the commissioner was speaking. So there's some good stuff. We must take advantage of it because there will be times there is none of that. So our lead this hour coming from kind of the heart of Texas, the fun zone that is the mind of Jerry Jones. As Jerry's World, fun for all ages, come one, come all. Now, if you've not heard the latest on this, the daily stylings of the Cowboys, every day there's something new. 2024, if you believe, if you didn't see this, maybe you missed it, I'll give you the thumbnail recap here. I'm not going to give you the full Monty. I'll give you the thumbnail recap. So the way I have interpreted the story is that the drama is being raised up because 2024 will be Dak Prescott's final year with the star on his helmet. That is right. Big story coming out of the owners' meetings, or league meetings, rather, in Florida. And the story is that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are at loggerheads, that there will not be a new contract for Dak Prescott. They have, I love the reporting, they have a, quote, mutual understanding. Okay. I've had that with bosses I've had in radio, too. They don't want to pay me. So they're like, we have an understanding. I want more money. No, you suck. You're not getting any more money. So that is the story right now. And the reason that this is kind of a big deal, state-run NFL media, the NFL Network, telling us that this clears the path for Dak Prescott to become an unrestricted free agent. Oh, the drama! Woohoo! So line up for Dak Prescott there. He would be an unrestricted free agent. Obviously not this year. He's got another year on his contract, but in 2025. All right, so the reason why that is, we are told, is because there's a clause that Dak's people put in there. The Cowboys cannot franchise tag Dak Prescott. So he'll play out the contract, and that's it. It's done at the end of the year. They can't franchise tag him. So let us discuss the question. The Cowboys letting Dakota Prescott play. play out his contract. Are you in or out on this? Are you in or out on this? So, listen, I've got Land O'Lakes, Saskatoon Berry Pie, and Stepping Stones. And we will combine all of these. I know they don't make sense, but they're going to make sense. I'll make them all make sense. All right, so first of all, to answer the question, are we in or out on the Cowboys letting Dak Prescott play out the season and then enter the market? Have you not been listening over the years? Hello, how many monologues have we done? This should have happened 5 years ago, at least 5 years ago. This should have happened before the pandemic. Like, what are the Cowboys been doing? We are in like Flynn. That's an old actor. We hope that Jerry Jones, and I have no skin in the game on this, but we hope that Jerry Jones sticks to his guns and follows through on this, because I have a sneaking suspicion that he won't, that we're going to get a story between now and the start of the year. Well, the Cowboys have decided to, they want to keep Dak around, and they've reached a compromise. I see that in my crystal ball for the Cowboys. But that shouldn't happen, right? The proper way to handle this, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, if there's a grown-up in the room, and we don't know if there is, but if there is a grown-up in the room, Dakota should play out the year, and then that's it. And the way it would work, Dakota Prescott, how many times does he have to show you who he is before you believe who he is? He is like a stick of Land O'Lakes butter. And it's pretty good. You like the butter, solid butter, right? Land O'Lakes butter. Fine against the mid opponent, the bad opponent the Cowboys play. Play a lot of them. And then when he plays a better opponent, that butter melts. And we see it in the playoffs and big regular season games. Dak Prescott has been historically terrible in big games. And it's absurd that he has continued to be the Cowboy quarterback. It is historic. When I say historically terrible as Cowboy quarterback, check this out. Since 1980, that is almost 45 years ago. Amazing factoid. It's going to blow your mind. This factoid is going to blow your mind. So if you go back almost 45 years since 1980, how many quarterbacks have started as long as Dak Prescott and not gotten their team to a Super Bowl? The answer is one. The answer is one. Ken Anderson of the Bengals back in the day, the only quarterback to be with his team as the starter for more consecutive seasons than Dakota Prescott before going to the Super Bowl for the first time. And that was his 10th season in 1981. I believe Dak Prescott, if I'm wrong, I might be wrong on this. I think he's going into his ninth year next season, his ninth season in a row as the starting quarterback for the Cowboys. So your position should be, let's not worry about Dak Prescott leaving. Let's not worry about that. And the other thing is Jerry Jones has an ace up his sleeve. He does. He's got, or somebody else up his sleeve. But I believe it's an ace. Maybe a king of diamonds. I don't know. But what he's got here is location, location, location. That's the key, all right? Dak loves playing for the Cowboys. Why wouldn't you? It's got all the perks. One of the great in this massive world of professional sports, the multi-billion-dollar business, the Cowboys in terms of glamour, glitz and glamour, are at the top. And if you don't believe me, just ask their fans, the annoying Cowboy fans, who will remind you of that. But it's got all the perks, right? You don't enjoy as many fringe benefits playing for the Titans or the Saints. You don't. Now, if Dak Prescott played out the year, which should happen, and then enter the market, is like, okay, we'll see what happens after that. But Dak Prescott, if you're the Cowboys, if he goes out there and doesn't play like a choking dog, doesn't need the Heimlich maneuver, you don't have to call 911 to get paramedics to resuscitate him in big games, and the Cowboys actually do something, which won't happen. But if they did, just play along, then Jerry Jones will pay him, right? He'll pay him. If he stops wilting under pressure, Jerry will cut him one of those big cartoon-sized checks, and that'll be that. All right, now, we pivot to the rules of the game. The rules of the game. The NFL, while you were not paying attention, completely overhauled the kickoff. Now, they got rid of the kickoff for all intents and purposes years ago. It's been irrelevant. It's been neutered. The kickoff has been neutered. One of the most exciting plays in sports. The anticipation, the kickoff, the blocking, sitting in the upper deck and seeing the blocking and seeing the path for the kick returner to take it to the end zone. Amazing, amazing to watch as a observer. So, of course, they got rid of that because players got hurt. And so now they're really gotten rid of it. The NFL completely saying sayonara to the kickoff. The owners voted to approve what they're calling the hybrid version of the kickoff rule. It passed 29-3. The only teams that said ixnay on the kickoff A were the Packers, the Raiders. I think the Raiders just vote no on everything. And then the 49ers. They were the ones that said no. So how do you process the NFL, this new XFL hybrid style kickoff rule? So the first word I have for this is unnecessary, right? Just get rid of it. You don't like it, just get rid of it. They think this is some kind of compromise. I watched the clips over and over again because I have no life, number one, and I was trying to understand. I don't watch the XFL. I watched the XFL back in the old days when the WWE was running it with Vince McMahon, who's now been sent out to pasture. But I didn't watch the XFL recently, so I was like, what the hell? What is this fugazi thing with this kickoff? So I watched it, and it's pretty complicated. Now, we'll get used to it at some point, right? We'll get used to it. But there's this weird static part of it that at the start of it, you can't move. The ball is kicked. You have to stay there. It's very odd. It appears to be a glitch. And the NFL, what they should have done is eaten some Saskatoon berry pie, Canada's finest, and copied the CFL. What the CFL has, just adopt the CFL 5-yard rule. There's a magical force field. There's a force field around you in the Canadian Football League. And it's almost as good as the poutine. No player can be within 5 yards of the returner when he catches the ball. So you get a 5-yard head start as the kick returner. If you enter the zone, the 5-yard zone, there's a 10-yard penalty that is handed out. It's simple. It's not gimmicky. It looks normal. But God forbid you do that. You can't give a break to the great Canadian people. How dare you? All right, now. Last Warrior, speaking of the kickoff, briefly, Lions coach Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell said that the unknowns are why a number of people are concerned about the kickoff. And even though only 3 teams voted against it, there were other teams that had concerns. And so the Lions coach said the unknowns of the kickoff rule have people, as he said, a little spooked. I'm kind of tying this all together, but a little spooked, right? And so he says he's excited about it. Dan Campbell says he's excited about it. So do you believe Dan Campbell that he's excited? So on this one, I do. I'm going to go yes on this. And the reason I'm going to go yes on this one is because Dan Campbell is the typical motivational meathead type coach. He's actually better than Robert Saleh, who's not even a meathead. He's just, I don't know, he's like Tony Robbins light. But Dan Campbell is looking to turn obstacles into stepping stones, right? That's the whole mindset. And it makes sense. Like, if you're going into this, if you're an NFL coach and you just have your underlings, you don't actually do this because you're making the big money, but you have your underlings watch a bunch of film of the Houston Roughnecks and the Seattle Sea Dragons and the Vegas Vipers and all those other teams and see the ones that were good at the kickoff. There's going to be somebody in the XFL that was good at this and just copy what they were doing. And Campbell continues to be upbeat. He's got that infectious personality, optimistic persona, and all that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
We begin with a developing story. Now, I was not planning on leading off an hour with this, but we had multiple listeners from Chicago who were like, you got to talk about this. People are freaking out. You've got to talk about it. Okay, fine. I'll talk about it. What do you want me to say? All right. Anyway, so the lead is technically from the NFL draft, but it's not really from the NFL draft. It's because the draft hasn't happened yet. But for Caleb Williams, all roads lead to Chicago. Italian sandwiches, deep dish pizza, it's all coming your way. Great city. I got family in Chicago. Wonderful city. At this point in the story, it is a fait accompli that Caleb Williams will be drafted by the team that plays in Chicago. So we know that the coach, Matt Eberflus, who somehow kept his job, has a sweet tooth, shall we say, for the soon-to-be Chicago quarterback, because he laid it on thick. I was reading some comments from the Bears coach. He said, Caleb is a respected teammate at USC. And okay, fine. Did you expect anything else? Anyway, so that being said, the former Heisman winner went viral this week. The old Oklahoma Sooner and more recently USC Trojan went viral. Caleb Williams, well, I don't know that he said anything that was odd. He made some unorthodox wardrobe choices. I guess we'll frame it that way. He made some unorthodox wardrobe choices while cheering on the USC women's basketball team. Now, if you didn't see this, it's more of a visual thing for our friend, Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan, and Inca Terror, the other blind listeners, and our friend in Bakersfield. We're very big with the blind. So the way this works, let me describe it. If you didn't see it, and if you're blind, you couldn't see it. So Caleb Williams was caught on candid camera on television, and he was wearing what appeared to be pink lip gloss. He had his pink nails, and he was holding his pink phone, and he had a pink wallet. All right. Yeah, so let us discuss. So how is Caleb Williams' fashion stylings going to play out in Chicago? Sweet home Chicago. So I've got Van Gundy, rubber stamp, and Swiss Army knife. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a pink blanket, I guess. Why not? Because he probably has one of those, too. All right, so number one.
Number one. Number one. Number one.
So I'll start based on the email that I get. It's a very small sample size, the flaw of the small sample size, right? But that's fine. That's all we have to deal with, our little world, the Maller Militia. He's already getting cooked. I can only imagine what's going to happen when Caleb Williams starts actually playing in Chicago. Now, and there's many people say, well, you shouldn't do this, and you know, people shouldn't act like this. I don't disagree with that, but that's how people act. So I live in the real world. I don't know. People should act like they should have decorum. Yes, they should have decorum. But this is... It's not red meat, it's pink meat in the lion's den there. Feeding frenzy on the socials. Now, some people are saying, well, this is a Gen Z thing. It's the generational thing and all that. Well, one thing I know, and I will guarantee you, the powers invested in me behind these microphones, which are very small, but I will invest all of my power. I know one thing about how this Caleb Williams story is going to play out. All right. Follow the teachings of Jeff Van Gundy. He used to like to say, before he got whacked as an NBA broadcaster because the league didn't like him anymore, but Van Gundy used to say it's a make-or-miss league. The NFL is a make-or-miss league also, which means if Caleb Williams goes out and lives up to the hype and is a prodigy, is a Mensa with a piece of pigskin in his hand, then you're going to have 300-pound guys that grew up in the south side of Chicago where Mike Harmon grew up, the baddest part of town there, and they're going to be going out getting their fingernails painted and pink lip gloss to celebrate Caleb Williams because he's that good. They want to be like Caleb Williams. Now, in a different dimension, Caleb Williams goes out, has a front row seat in the Vomit Comet, and then, if that's the case, he gets tagged as a Mama Luke. And not a prodigy, and as the line goes, I think I learned this in wrestling. I'm going to change it up a little bit, but Bobby the Brain Heenan taught me this when I was a kid, that it's a dog-eat-dog world, and Caleb will be a milkbone if this does not go well. But to be fair, even if he didn't do all this, and can we call him the Pink Panther? Can that be his new nickname, the Pink Panther? No? We've already called him the crying quarterback because he cried in his mom's arms, but Pink Panther. Is that too good a nickname? I don't know. Anyway, page two here. So continuing this train of thought, we stay with the Bears. The Bears! Big news day for the Bears NFL-wise. The GM there in Chicago, Ryan Poles, was asked about the comments of RG3. Now, RG3 is a fellow gas bag and blowhard, but I guess he's got some fledgling TV show. I think he said this on social media. RG3 was giving professional advice to the incoming quarterback, the Pink Panther, Caleb Williams. And he essentially said Caleb Williams cannot succeed in Chicago because Justin Fields was an abject failure, so Caleb Williams is going to be an abject failure. And what did the Bears GM say? He responded by saying, it pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. Poles barked. The Bears GM, Ryan Poles, annoyed by RG3 and his commentary about Caleb Williams. What is your take on this? So I'll give you my take, and you can chime in and give me your take if you want. So my take on this is a gift. This is, it's wrapped, it's got a bow on it. It is a gift to RG3. We are all doing the same thing. RG3, every other hack that does this for a living. We are all part of the industrial complex of the hot take. We dabble with the ancient arts of the hot take. And when someone that works on that side gives validation to the hot take, that's next level, right? When you get upset, it's like I try to explain this to people, and most of the people I explain this to are not that bright. Like, I've had some international situations pop up because of my takes. I got into it with Manu Ginobili fanboys from San Antonio, and that spread to Argentina. I've got people in Spanish still occasionally sending me nasty messages because of a monologue we did about Manu Ginobili. But what you don't realize is you're validating the take. By reacting to the take, you're then validating the take. So thank you. And the GM of the Chicago Bears, he pulled out the rubber stamp and he stamped the rubber stamp of approval. is what he certified it. And it's like the old Teddy Roosevelt speech that he gave. I think it was his speech, where you're the man in the arena. The man in the arena. Tom Brady used to bark about that. The man in the arena. You shouldn't listen to the critics because you're the man in the arena. But when you listen to the critics, it's kind of like when you go to the beach and it's almost summertime. So when you go to the beach here in a few months and you're not supposed to feed the seagulls, you're not supposed to feed the – you can't do it because you feed one, there's 8,000 eating your entire peanut butter and jelly sandwich and your chips and it's over. So. But RG3 is just another washed-up ex-jock who's a talking head now, and you have the power. If you're the Bears GM, you have the power to actually do something. So who cares what he says? But it amazes me how many of these people who work in that business in professional sports cannot compartmentalize. They can't. I give them some credit for admitting it, at least. All right, now, final point here. We make a right turn right, to the confluence. Now, I love the – it's beautiful. Pittsburgh's beautiful. I'm told it was a crap hole years ago. When I was there a long time ago, it was nice. I hope it's still nice there. Anyway, in Pittsburgh, where the Monongahela, the Allegheny get together and they say, let's have a baby, and the baby there is the Ohio River right there. So we are told the Steelers have agreed to terms with Cordarrelle Patterson, ex-Viking, recently with Atlanta, on a two-year contract for $6 million. So does the Steelers addition of Cordarrelle Patterson, does that do anything for you? All right, so this, it doesn't make me tingly. I'm not warm and fuzzy. But that said, he's a little past his prime. Athletic prime ends at 32, so he's a little bit past that. He's 33 years old. But here's the thing about Cordarrelle Patterson. All right, he's got a guy who's an advocate on the Steelers coaching staff, Arthur Smith, the guy that was the head coach in Atlanta, who had Cordarrelle Patterson, now is coaching the Steelers offense, and so he gets to coach him again in Pittsburgh, and he's a big fanboy, and Patterson is the Swiss Army knife. And the way the Steelers have gotten hurt in recent years, everyone gets hurt, but the Steelers seem to have had more injuries than other teams, it's pretty good. He's a Swiss Army knife. He's a little running back, got that little knife there that he can be the receiver, the kick returner. Now, I don't know how valuable that is. I'm talking about the kick returner, because that's his superpower, kick returner. And they changed the rules. We talked about it in an earlier hour of the show. They changed the rules. It's not the same. It's the XFL rules. So how valuable is a great kickoff return guy, even though the kickoff return recently and punt returns and all that have been chopped away with a machete in recent years?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Here we go! Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To
here
the third
we go.
Degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
We'll go around the lap with Lead a Lap.
Ben, Georgia coach Kirby Smart says the College Football Rules Committee will study the NFL kickoff rule change in 2024. Ben, what does this mean?
It means if you like the way the kickoff is done in college football, you better watch it next season because it's going the way of the dodo bird. Number two, it's obvious, right? I mean, college football, they're the feeder system to the NFL. They're the minor leagues of the NFL. So they're going to mimic the NFL rule. And you're going to see an XFL-style kickoff when Georgia plays Alabama or Notre Dame takes the field, or Ohio State, Michigan, USC, no matter. You'll see that. That's going to be the standard. Next!
Rick Pitino's son, Richard, is reportedly a top candidate to become the next Louisville College Hoops coach. Ben, would this be a good fit?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Rick Pitino, wasn't he fired with cause because of that? I very graphically remember the story from the restaurant that it didn't last a long time, but it left a long mark on Rick Pitino. And all. It's odd, but that is a much better job. I think Rick Pitino's kid is at New Mexico, I believe, right now. So if you can go to Louisville, that's a sleeping dormant program, but it's been great in the past. So, that would definitely be a good fit. Next!
The Bears and Texans will meet in the Hall of Fame game. Ben, does this do anything for you?
All right, so I have to be careful here. We're on in Canton, Ohio, and I'd love to go to Canton, Ohio because I think it'd be fun to check out the Pro Football Hall of Fame. My level of interest in the Bears and the Texans is what is below zero. It is below, because none of the starters play. It's just a bunch of interviews with Hall of Famers and all that. I have no interest in actually watching the game, but it'll be Caleb Williams will be taking the field against CJ Stroud. How did we do?
Not that good, Ben. It's a C-plus today.
Oh, that's a passing grade. C's get degrees. Your doctor could have a C and be cutting into your brain. What? I bet. All right.
Attention, everyone. And the password is... Password. You idiot. Password. The word game of the stars. Here's Ben Maller.
And away we go. Password time. We have our contestants lined up. We've got our buddy Andrew in Fremont, who's teamed up with me. Milkman Mike in Colorado is going to lose because he's with Eddie. And it's all made possible by Tractor Supply Store. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply Store today. All right, Andrew, you were on the air first, my man, and so pick a number 1 to 10, Andrew. 1 to 10. We start out
number
with 10.
Number 1.
No, you got to say it right. Say it right.
Number 1.
Number 1.
Are you a little under the weather there, Andrew? You sound a little like nasally. No?
No, I'm good.
You're good. All right, very good. Let's go with mallet. Mallet.
Hammer.
Oh, look at that. 10-0. Good guys. Woo!
Well, I thought you were going to use the Maller maneuver for sure on that one.
No. I did not need to use the Maller maneuver. This guy's a prodigy, this guy. All right, now you're up, Eddie. You're down 10-0. You're getting smoked right now. You're getting shut out, double digits. It's embarrassing.
Pick a number, Milkman.
All right, go number 5.
All right. The clue is disgusting.
Gross.
Yeah, that was
boom,
easy.
In your face,
that was
Maller.
Easy. You're still losing because you're not winning. So you're losing.
We're tied. I'm tied.
All right,
for the
Andrew,
win.
1 to 10. We've got 1 and 5 gone. So 2, 3, 4.
7.
Number 7. All right. There's a couple ways I can go with this, Eddie.
There's always a couple of ways.
No, I'm sorry.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Hey, shut up over there. Let's go with... if I go this direction, I'm not going to get it. I'm trying to think the perfect word here. would be the perfect word for this? How about remnants?
What's the word?
Remnants. R-E-M-A-N-T-S. Remnants.
I don't know.
That's not the word. The word is not, I don't know. That's not, all right, go ahead, Eddie, fine.
I don't know if that clue gives you any help there, Milkman.
Oh, it's a great clue. It's a wonderful clue.
I'm going to go with snacks. Snacks.
That's terrible. That's a terrible.
Leftovers.
He got it from mine, you schmuck. He got it from
in
screw
your face,
you, Sean. Sean's,
in your face,
Sean's a schmuck. All right. Go ahead. Who's
you
up?
Want to quit now? You're losing.
Go ahead. Hurry up. Pick a number, you milkman loser guy. Pick a number.
Let's go with the top of the heap, number 10.
Number 10. This is something you're familiar with, Eddie.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's go.
Come on, hurry up!
Pipe down over there.
Hurry up!
I'm in no hurry here. Let's go with, well.
Oh, my God.
Let's go with.
No, don't help him out. Don't help him out.
Oh, let's go with a gown.
Oh, my God.
How about gown?
She helped you out. That's bullcrap.
I couldn't hear you over Benny.
That's he usually does that a lot. A gown. Gown. G-O-W-N.
Dress.
Oh, my.
Hey, thanks, Lorena. You get an assist on that. No,
all right. You don't
that counts as a point for me.
No. Lorena, no. You give back those little Debbie snacks. No.
She doesn't know. She's just helping. She's being helpful.
Wow. Do you feel that?
All right, go ahead, Andrew. Pick a number. Hurry up, please.
Number two.
All right. Number two. Let's go with assistance.
Help.
Yeah, well, right back in the game. Right, hurry up. Pick a number.
Let's go with number 9.
Number 9. Hurry up, Eddie. No, hurry up.
Let's see. How about...
Hurry up.
I got my timer.
Hurry up.
Let's say...
Hurry up.
Duplicate.
Multiple.
No! You lose, Eddie. The word
how do I lose?
Was second, and Andrew got it right,
no,
so you lose the game.
How did he get it right?
He told me off the air. It was second.
You
no, you
what
lose.
A cheater.
I won again. Thank you,
we
Andrew.
We won,
yay! Andrew. Good job, Andrew.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.